tonight, breaking news as we come on the air. New details just in after former President Trump claimed his arrest was imminent. A historic move to shore up the banking industry and protect your money. And the new storm threat taking aim in the West. But we do begin with former President Trump, who says he'll be arrested within days and is calling for protests. The charges he could face for allegedly paying an adult film star hush money during the 2016 campaign. And tonight, the last-minute witnesses just called to testify tomorrow. Aaron Kotursky is standing by. Also tonight, that major deal just announced by UBS that it is buying its chief rival in a bid to restore confidence in the global banking industry. How the U.S. is responding and what we're learning about billionaire Warren Buffett's purported talks with the Biden administration. And tonight, calls for the Federal Reserve to be investigated after the second largest bank collapse in U.S. history. California in the crosshairs once again from that new round of storms. More soaking rain in the forecast with another 4 feet of snow in the mountains and winter's last big blast. 70 million Americans now face freeze alerts. We've just learned at least 150 vehicles were involved in a massive pileup. Vladimir Putin's power move traveling to a Russian-occupied city in Ukraine. Ukraine is comparing his visit to that of a thief entering under the cover of night. And it comes just hours before his meeting with Chinese President Xi. Miami Beach declares a state of emergency and imposes a curfew after two deadly shootings. Spring breakers seen running for cover. The urgent search in Mexico for an American mother of seven, her family on what the kidnappers are demanding. Heartbreaking video of a college wrestler's apparent desperate search for water before he collapsed and died. Tonight, his parents are speaking out after a multi-million dollar settlement with the school. And America Strong, how a nine-year-old came through when her mother needed her most.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on this very busy Sunday. I'm Lindsay Davis. We have several developing stories as we come on the air. The international banking crisis and the historic deal announced late today. But we do begin with late-breaking developments in the Manhattan District Attorney's investigation into former President Trump. ABC News has just learned that tomorrow the grand jury in the case will hear from a last-minute witness, a Trump ally, and an attorney who once represented Michael Cohen, a former fixer for Trump. Cohen testified to the grand jury a few days ago. And today he said that he's been told to make himself available as a rebuttal witness. The Manhattan DA is investigating an alleged hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign. The former president attended a wrestling match in Oklahoma this weekend after claiming his arrest is imminent. ABC's senior investigative reporter Aaron Kotursky leads us off tonight from New York.
Tonight, sources tell ABC News the Manhattan grand jury investigating former President Trump over a hush payment to a porn actress will hear from an additional witness tomorrow. Bob Costello is an attorney and longtime Trump ally who at one point represented Michael Cohen. Cohen is a key witness for the district attorney's office since he wrote the $130,000 check to Stormy Daniels. The Trump legal team petitioned to have Costello testify, and Cohen says he has been asked to be available for rebuttal. The Manhattan District Attorney is still not saying whether he will charge Trump with a crime, but he is saying he will not be intimidated. In an email to staff obtained by ABC News, DA Alvin Bragg said, "We do not tolerate attempts to intimidate our office." The message followed a social media post by Trump this weekend saying he would be arrested Tuesday and calling for protest. A spokesman has clarified that Trump has no knowledge of when an indictment could come. But to some Trump supporters, that post was a call to action.
If they give voice to this, if this occurs on Tuesday, that they need to do so peacefully and in a lawful manner.
Our John Carl asking former Vice President Pence about the possible indictment.
It just feels like a politically charged prosecution here. And I, for my part, just feel like it's just not what the American people want to see.
Trump has said the hush payment to Stormy Daniels was no crime, but if prosecutors believe one was committed, Democrats say he should be charged.
No one is above the law, not even the former president of the United States. If it's time to bring indictments, then they'll bring indictments. That's how our legal system works.
Aaron Kotursky joins us now. And Aaron, any word on timing for a verdict from the grand jury?
This additional witness may or may not be the last one, Lindsay, so it's impossible to know how this affects the timing of any indictment. But the White House did say today, Lindsay, that it is on alert for any potential violence. Lindsay?
High alert, we'd imagine. Aaron, thank you. Now to that historic deal to ease the international banking crisis. Late today, financial giant UBS acquired its smaller rival, the troubled bank Credit Suisse, for more than $3 billion. The deal is welcomed by Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Fed Chair Jerome Powell, calling it a move to promote financial stability. And tonight, Warren Buffett is reportedly now speaking to the White House about U.S. banks. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
Tonight, Switzerland's two biggest banks announcing a merger as regulators race to restore confidence in the U.S. and global banking system. UBS agreeing to buy its embattled smaller rival Credit Suisse in a $3 billion deal negotiated by the Swiss government.
The bankruptcy of a global systematically important bank would have caused irreparable economic turmoil in Switzerland and throughout the world.
Credit Suisse is now the third major bank to be taken over in just 1 week after the U.S. government took control of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, part of a massive effort to ease customers' fears.
We should be confident in the banks and with our banks. And besides, we have FDIC.
But investors are still on edge about the finances of other regional banks like First Republic, PacWest, and Western Alliance. Bloomberg reporting that billionaire investor Warren Buffett has had conversations in recent days about the regional banking sector with officials from President Biden's administration.
Warren Buffett was pretty integral back in 2007, 8, and 9, in coming and infusing capital to infuse confidence into the banking system. He's been very successful at doing that.
And tonight, new questions about if the Federal Reserve overlooked warning signs leading up to Silicon Valley Bank's collapse.
I'm calling for an independent investigation of the Fed and the whole regulatory system here.
Lots of questions, of course. Elizabeth, the Fed and Treasury Department are now applauding this new deal between UBS and Credit Suisse. What is their message tonight as the Fed prepares to meet this week?
Lindsay, the Treasury Secretary and Fed Chair said that they were closely coordinating with officials in Switzerland, calling this buyout a sign that the banking system is resilient. The Fed is now facing calls to raise interest rates by less than expected when it meets this week. Those higher rates have been a key reason for some banks' financial troubles. Lindsay.
Elizabeth, thank you. Next tonight, that parade of storms taking aim in the West. Spring is still a day away and more than 70 million people under freeze alerts. Whiteout conditions may have contributed to this 150-car pileup on a Michigan interstate. Lake effect snow and freezing temperatures in Hamburg, New York, leaving cars encased in ice. Millions in the West are now bracing for more rain and snow. Some of those places are still recovering from earlier massive amounts of snowfall. ABC meteorologist Samara Theodore is here now. Samara, what can residents expect?
Well, Lindsay, you know, California residents still reeling from the ramifications of past storms, and now they're gearing up for a 1-2 punch. Rain has already begun to fall in parts of California and into the Rockies. We're already starting to see some snow. So here's what's going to happen as we go forward in time. By Tuesday morning, we are anticipating that second round to move in, and that's going to be hitting during that critical rush hour time frame. We could see anywhere from 1 to 4 inches, which could lead to flooding. As we move into the higher elevations in areas like the Sierra Nevada mountain range, we could be seeing upwards of 3 feet of snow, and then you head down into areas like the San Bernardino County, 1 to 3 feet certainly possible. Out here on the East Coast, Lindsay, it's very cold, but we're warming up just in time for spring,
which officially begins tomorrow. Samara, thank you. Now to a developing headline out of Florida. A state of emergency declared in Miami Beach as spring breakers descend on that city. Officials are also imposing a curfew after at least two fatal shootings this weekend. People can be seen running as shots rang out during one of the incidents. Here's ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
Chaos erupting in Miami Beach overnight during spring break. Two separate deadly shootings in just over 24 hours, causing the mayor to declare a spring break state of emergency. Video showing a crowd running for safety near Ocean Drive. Police tending to the wounded. The deadly shooting incidents occurring late Friday night and early Sunday morning. Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber saying officials seized over 70 firearms in just the past 3 weeks.
The volume of people in our city, the unruly nature of too many, and the presence of guns has created a peril that cannot go unchecked, especially in the evenings.
The state of emergency and curfew starts tonight at midnight, lasting until 6 a.m. In addition, there will also be restrictions on the sale and distribution of alcoholic beverages in the areas under curfew.
We don't want spring break in our city. It's too rowdy, brings too much disorder, and is simply too difficult to police.
Miami Beach officials will be meeting Monday to consider imposing another curfew next weekend. Lindsay.
Jacqueline, thank you. Overseas now, Vladimir Putin's power move in Ukraine. Defiance in the face of an international arrest warrant visiting the Russian-occupied city of Mariupol, the scene of massive devastation. That trip comes on the eve of his high-stakes meeting with Chinese President Xi. The two leaders were last seen together in September. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge reports tonight from Kyiv.
A defiant show tonight from Vladimir Putin, the Russian president for the first time visiting land seized from Ukraine in this war. Putin driving around the Russian-controlled Ukrainian city of Mariupol, visiting newly built apartments there. The city obliterated by Russia this time last year. The long and bloody siege costing 25,000 civilian lives, according to Ukrainian officials. Now a group of residents greeting Putin in a carefully choreographed trip. The Kremlin deflecting attention after Putin was indicted for war crimes by the International Criminal Court. President Zelensky's chief of staff blasting the trip, saying the criminal is always drawn to the crime scene. The surprise visit coming just hours before China's President Xi travels to Moscow for the first time since Russia invaded Ukraine. A major diplomatic boost for Putin, the world's most powerful autocrats set to strengthen ties. But the White House tonight rejecting in advance a possible call from the Chinese for a ceasefire now.
All that's going to do is give Mr. Putin more time to refit, retrain, reman, and try to plan for renewed offensives at a time of his choosing.
Lots of reason for concern there. Tom Sufi Burridge joins us tonight from Kyiv. And Tom, we're just hours away from President Xi's potentially pivotal meeting with Putin. Tell us about the big concerns surrounding this meeting.
Lindsay, President Putin just saying China-Russia relations are standing on the brink of a new era. And a senior Ukrainian official telling me they are concerned China could supply weapons to Russia. They have no proof it's happening now, but they believe China is already supplying electrical components which can be used by the Russian military, diminishing the impact of U.S. sanctions. Lindsay?
Tom, thank you. Next tonight, new details in the urgent search for a missing American woman kidnapped from her home in Mexico. The family of 63-year-old Maria del Carmen Lopez, a dual U.S. and Mexican citizen, is now speaking out, and the FBI is offering a reward of up to $20,000 for information. Here's ABC's Zareen Shah.
Tonight, the FBI offering a reward of up to $20,000 for any information that helps find an American mother of seven believed to have been kidnapped in Mexico.
We need our mom back. We miss her. We miss her terribly.
Zonia Lopez tells ABC News her family has already been asked to pay a ransom for the return of her mom, Maria del Carmen Lopez, who she believes was the victim of a coordinated kidnapping in early February. Witnesses told the family they saw a white van in front of Lopez's home in the state of Colima, Lopez said.
There was an exchange of words. She was refusing to get into the van. There was another individual who stepped out of the van and helped those two bring her inside, and they drove away.
And no one has seen or heard from her mom since. Just last month, four other American citizens were also kidnapped in Mexico. Two of them were killed. Now the U.S. State Department is issuing a travel advisory warning Americans not to travel to six Mexican states due to threats of crime and kidnapping.
And the U.S. Embassy in Mexico also issued a travel alert right before spring break. They say travelers should stay aware and avoid dangerous situations. As for Lopez, the FBI says they're getting tips in both Mexico and the U.S. Lindsay.
Zareen, thank you. Now to a tragic story out of Kentucky. The family of a 20-year-old wrestler who died of a heat stroke after a practice, settling with the University of the Cumberlands for more than $14 million. The family's attorney released surveillance video of Grant Brace appearing to desperately search for water just before his collapse. Here's ABC's M. Nguyen.
20-year-old wrestler Grant Brace appearing to frantically try to open a locked door on campus. His parents say likely in search of a way to cool off in August of 2020. The horrifying moments caught on surveillance video. About an hour later, he was found collapsed nearby, not far from a shut-off water fountain.
He was on all fours, and he had dug his hands in the dirt, and he had fistfuls of dirt.
It's so painful to think that he was alone.
Brace's parents accusing two coaches at the University of the Cumberlands in Kentucky of denying him water after a so-called punishment practice of sprinting up and down a hill with steep incline seven times, according to the lawsuit.
Ultimately, it killed him.
In their lawsuit against the school, Brace's family claims the coaches in the wrestling room yelled at fellow student athletes who tried to provide him water, insisting Grant needed to get the water himself. Adding, Grant begged, "I need water. Somebody help me. I feel like I'm going to die. I feel like my head is going to explode." The state medical examiner's office determined Brace died from exertional heat stroke when the local temperature outside was 85 degrees.
How could anyone treat someone that way? Especially a good soul. Grant would have helped anybody.
The University of the Cumberlands is settling for more than $14 million with the Brace family, saying in a statement it believed it could defend the claims asserted in the lawsuit, but made the decision to settle the case now in a manner it hopes will respect the Brace family's tremendous loss. We've reached out to the two coaches named in the lawsuit, but have yet to hear back. Local police tell us there's also an open criminal investigation into Grant Brace's death. Lindsay?
Our hearts certainly go out to the Brace family. Em, thank you. Still much more ahead on World News Tonight this Sunday, including a devastating accident. Five people killed, all 17 and younger. And a police captain arrested for DUI. What he told the arresting officer, all captured on video.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Next tonight, a horrific crash. Five young people were killed in New York's Westchester County. The car they were traveling in veered off of a highway, struck a tree, and caught fire overnight. The victims range in age from 8 to 17 years old. Police say a 16-year-old was behind the wheel. The lone survivor is a 9-year-old boy. A police captain in Oklahoma City has been put on leave with pay after an incident with another officer that was caught on video. Captain James French was pulled over on suspicion of drunk driving last week. He's seen repeatedly asking Sergeant Christopher Skinner to turn off his body camera, which the sergeant refuses to do.
Okay. Turn it off.
I cannot, sir.
I'm asking you. I'm a captain on the police department.
I don't care if you're a gangbanger or the president of the United States.
French was arrested and booked on charges of driving under the influence.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
To to the index now in a spectacular scene over Northern California. Pieces of space junk lit up the sky Friday night as they burned up while re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. They're believed to be part of a satellite antenna from the International Space Station. Scientists say they posed no danger to anyone on the ground. Next, an extensive study by the Pentagon has found high rates of cancer among military pilots, and ground crews are also getting sick. The study of nearly 900,000 current and former service members found pilots had a 24% higher rate of cancer than the general population. Ground crews had a 3% higher rate of cancer. The second phase of the study will seek to identify the causes. Now to college basketball. Not a single perfect bracket remains in ESPN's tournament challenge after all the upsets on the men's side. One of the big surprises is Princeton, which beat Arizona, then Missouri in the first two rounds. The Tigers are in the Sweet 16 for the first time since 1967. Finally tonight, America Strong, a mother who's crediting her young daughter with saving her life.
9-year-old Aria Lemen has been a Girl Scout since kindergarten, but she wasn't trying to earn a badge last month when she displayed courage and bravery well beyond her years. After her mother had a medical emergency at home, she was quick to call 911.
911, where's your emergency?
My mom was talking to me and she passed out.
Composed Aria stayed on the line with the dispatcher, checking on her mother's breathing.
Is she still passed out?
Yes, she's still breathing, but she's passed out.
Staying right by her mother's side until the ambulance arrived.
We're just going to hang out and talk to each other until they get there to help you, and then I'll call your daddy, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Little Aria's handling of her mother's emergency made a big impression on the veteran dispatcher.
I've taken calls for 30 years. I have never seen a kid ever do as well as she did.
This week, Aria was honored by the mayor of her hometown of Aurora, Illinois. After spending 16 days in the hospital, Aria's mother, Karen, is now back at home feeling grateful.
I love you. You're my little nurse and you're my little angel.
Aria has this message for other children.
I just care about telling kids that they need to learn these things. That way their parents or anyone is safe.
Thank you.
Such a sweet moment and a life-saving lesson. Thanks so much for watching. I'm Lindsay Davis in New York. David Muir right back here tomorrow night. Have a great evening. Good night.